Thank you for choosing Arch Top Fiber. My name is Phil. How can I help you today?
Oh, hi, Phil. This is David Burt, 890 DeWitt Street. We in Kingston, we got a confirmation about our order of 5189 and wondered what the next step was. Are we getting actually a cable to the house with the fiber in it?
Can you give me your street address one more time?
Sure, 90 DeWitt Street, DeWitt.
Can you spell the street name one more time? Cause...
Sure, no problem. DeWitt, Kingston, New York, 12401.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
And you said your name is David Burt?
B-U-R-T, yes.
Alrighty, and what is the email address we have on file?
DHB139@Yahoo.
Yep, that's it. Alrighty, so and actually, so when did you guys sign up for service, may I ask?
A month and a half, as soon as we got the card in the mail.
Okay, so yeah, it looks like right now that your guys, you might be getting a message saying, oh, hey, you're within our window to, you know, start getting your services ready to go. Sadly, due to how our systems work, we can't actually do any kind of setup for installations until your in-service date, which is the date that our system allows us to make these changes, comes up. So we can't do anything for your account until October 25th. So while you may have gotten a notice saying, oh, hey, you can set up your installation date, right now we can't do that because of something going on in the back end of our systems.
That's okay. I just wondered the technicality of it, or is there a physical line coming to the house?
Yes, there will be a physical line coming to your home.
Good. And then the other question is, aside from using it on the internet, for internet, will it be usable for phone service as well? Because I'm thinking of cutting Verizon off, since we don't even use the line, but we still have it physically attached to the house. So.
Yes, we can actually, that will be usable for your home phone as well.
And is that going to be contingent on electricity being available? Because that's the other thing about holding on to the landline is it's separate from electricity. So if there's a problem with electric, because we have a generator on site, but like if the street was down, does that take the fiber down too?
No, it does not. Our fiber optic signals are actually monitored at our what are known as hub locations, and we have very, very strong generators that are backing those up. They're essentially the same ones that you'd find running hospitals.
Oh, good. Okay. Cool. Awesome. All right, and would we be able to transfer the home number to the Arch Fiber line?
Yes, we can do that. Yeah, we could actually get that set up for you today if you'd like, just so that way it's running in the future.
Yep, sure, I can give you the phone number. Or
all
do you
right.
need the account number too?
Nope, I'll just need the phone number. So give me one moment. Let me get this added in for you real quick.
Sure.
All right, and we're adding home phone.
845.
Go, I'm not there yet. Just give me one moment.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I have to make a couple clicks.
No problem. I'm so glad to be rid of Spectrum.
Alrighty. So what is going to be, let's see. So you said it's from Verizon?
Yep.
Fantastic. All right. What is that phone number?
845.
Mm-hmm.
339-9210.
Just to give you a read back, we have 845-339-9210.
Correct.
Fantastic. So I'm actually going to change the support date up to... set it for the 31st. It may change from that date, but I'm just letting you know. No, so we'll get that up to date as soon as possible.
Good. Thanks.
I'm just going through everything real quick, making sure everything
sure.
is good to go as well.
Also, what kind of is it going to be a Wi-Fi device to feed the devices in the house,
Yes.
or is it
Yes. So
okay?
we have a modem and a router. So the modem is what interprets our signal, essentially coming from the fiber optic to your home, so that it can communicate for both home phone and internet. That signal gets transmitted into your router, so that it goes out to your home, gets all of your devices their internet signal, and then it transmits back to the modem, and then it converts it into a fiber optic signal to send it out to the internet.
Good.
All
All
right.
right.
Give me one second. I'm making sure that all of our stuff is added in. Just so you are aware, a home phone does cost an extra $24.99 a month. Is that okay with you?
Let's see. Is that plus the fees they throw on it, FCC and all that?
That's everything included.
Oh, it includes all that.
Yep, we make sure we handle the cost of everything, so don't worry. So any taxes, fees and charges that you may have, we actually are the ones who cover that, and they're included in the price, so you don't have to worry about them.
Oh, right, because I signed up for the 2 gigs for 99. So it would be 99 plus the 24,
It'll
or
be
you said it's included
so
in the
it's
24?
it's so
99.
the so give me a second, I'll give you an overview of what your charges will be.
All righty, I'm ready.
So it's saying that you no deposit required. I don't know why it's saying it's
I
requiring that
already
you.
made one.
Oh, you already made one. So yeah, for this one, no deposits required. So don't worry about it. That's just so we have an updated information.
Right. Okay.
So.
We may not. We may just give up the home line because we never use it for anything, actually.
Oh, really?
So maybe. Yeah, that's why no sense in paying 24
Okay.
more. Yeah.
So that I can't do anything changes just yet, so you'll have to give us a call back tomorrow just to make sure that it goes it clears out of our system. We can just remove it going forward. So
Don't want to pay extra if it's not included in the 99.
no, and I understand that. So we'll make sure
Okay.
we get that covered. So don't worry about it.
All right, thanks.
All right. Well, is there anything else I can help you with today?
Looks like we're looking at a 25 with now. You mentioned October 25th, so the day when it'll be operating, probably.
So October 25th is the date we have for when we're able to give you a call to get service set up. So
Oh, so
we'll
it might be a few weeks longer or days.
No, it'll be a couple days after the 25th, but we're attempting to get everybody who's scheduled for around that time frame to get done before Halloween. So you don't have to worry about, everybody being like, "Oh, the kids are here to trick or treat," and worried about, if someone's working on the house somewhere. So.
All right, good. Thanks so much.
All right, is there
I
anything
think
else
we
I can
got it
help?
all covered.
All right,
Thanks.
David, thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too, bro.